Does that in any way slow down the business development of the airport?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, the leasing policy is pretty much just putting on paper what we normally do, which is a little different than what we've done. So.
Okay.
Life will go on as usual. And
okay, let's jump up to stay on the agenda. Item 7 is Wings and Wheels update. Larry or Jim, you guys want to have anything?
One thing I have is I got the letter that was forwarded to me about having Balloon Man here. And I strongly recommend that we stay as far away from that as we can.
If you want to help the committee out with Balloon Man.
The guy that wants to come here and fill 100 helium balloons or something, tie himself to it, and go floating over top of the airport in a bunch of helium balloons tied to him. I think it's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, to an active airport with no control tower, and we do not have a waiver. If we were operating under a waiver, like we do at air shows, where the airport is closed, you have a temporary flight restriction, then you can do that kind of nonsense, but not in an active airport that's running with just a Unicom frequency.
Is this a local guy? I mean, who?
No, it's somewhere out in California, and I've checked into him, and he's been refused from a lot of other places, and he's done some things that have been somewhat questionable. So
he reached out to us. We didn't reach out to him.
He reached out to us about coming here to our event and doing that, and then I got his letter, and then I went to some people in the industry and made some inquiries, and they were not very favorable to having something like this go on in an airport with no control tower, no waiver, no flight restricted. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Jim, what was your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's a legitimate aeronautical activity, but it's also covered by the previous policies that you adopted, the rules and regulations, as a lighter than air activity, which requires the airport manager's written approval, which we wouldn't have given them anyway. So I mean, we're covered, and you know, like I said, the rules and regulations would have covered that, and we would have turned it down anyway.
I agree with you.
I
just don't think it's a smart thing to be doing.
No.
People don't see well enough now anyway. Look what happened over the CR program. Here's an FAA accident investigator has a mid-air collision with another airplane in CAVU conditions like this. He survived it, the other two people didn't. Do you know TR?
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I mean, that's his job. He's a full-time accident investigator for FAA, and he goes and has a mid-air. He and the other airplane both are not seeing each other and have real close to the Warrenton Farquhar Airport, right close to the airport. The last thing we need to do is a bunch of balloons floating right over the airport. Otherwise, Jim and I was talking out in the hallway about, each year we do the flower bombing. And I got to tell Linda today, we got to be very careful how we refer to this. Because people who think of the word bombing, they think of some kind of explosive incendiary device, not necessarily a paper lunch bag with a pound of lime in it, which is what a flower bomb is.
A target drop or something.
Yeah, well, it's been something that's been around since the beginning of time. I remember when I was 9-10 years old, I was doing this out of Cubs and Taylor Craft down in Alabama. A new activity.
Should we even be discussing this in a public forum and in a public record if you're trying to?
Sure, nothing wrong with discussing the public forum.
Started out by saying you kind of wanted to keep a lid on flower bombing. That's why I was asking.
No, the phrase, we're talking about advertising it, how we might want to advertise doing it, but about maybe even doing it here at the airport instead of going over Corman's like we've been doing. Launch here, fly over to Corman's, do it, come back, but doing it here is part of the activity for the people to see.
I think it'd be neat.
We're actually calling it, no one else has ever called it the World Championship, so we're calling it the World Championship. The trophies we gave out last year actually said World Championship Invitational. It was the first annual Invitational International Flower Bombing Competition held at Georgetown, Delaware, with the date on it. Nice, big, fancy plaque, and it went to the guys in the T-28.
And you do it on the runway?
It over Corman's. We do it in the grass off the side runway beyond 500 foot. But
how low do these guys, when they do it, how low do they come?
Within a couple of feet of the ground.
No.
What altitude?
What do they get about?
200 foot minimum. 200 foot minimum. We don't want somebody flying into the ground.